At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. I hope you enjoyed your week and, most importantly, spent some time praying to Jesus. There is nothing more important and more valuable than prayer. When we pray, we get to speak directly to Jesus, and that lets us build a meaningful relationship with Him. There is nothing we can't tell Him, and the more we pray, the stronger our relationship with Him becomes. Soon we learn how to let go and let God, meaning we give Him all of our troubles and burdens and let Him handle them. When we do, we find ourselves living a life full of peace and contentment. For most of my life, I never understood any of this, and as a result, I had very little faith. That all changed for me in 2010 after I had a life-changing experience, and today, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On last week's show, we spoke about how each of us needs to trust Jesus. When we make Jesus a part of our lives, we look at life completely differently, and we find ourselves living a much happier life. On today's show, we will speak about the more we give, the more we get. I have spoken often about how we as Christians must put the needs of others before our own, and that we all need to be generous. But what is important to know is that when we do, we are following the laws of our God. And our God rewards us by giving us much more in return. Let me be clear. I'm not suggesting that we go out and buy a gift for someone so that we get a more expensive gift in return. But what I am saying is that when we, through our love, kindness, or compassion, help someone in need, we will find at some point the Lord, usually through the Holy Spirit, grants us some reward. Many times, that reward is something we were never expecting. Maybe we took time out of our busy schedule to help a family nearby who needed their lawn cut and bushes trimmed. They are elderly and can no longer do it themselves, and unfortunately, they are not in a position financially to hire someone. So we, out of the goodness of our own heart, went and took care of it. Watch what happens. Maybe in a few weeks, we will get a job promotion we weren't expecting, or a huge refund from a company that we had no idea overcharged us. No matter what the reward may be, what matters is the simple concept of the more we give, the more we get. But always remember, never show acts of kindness or generosity just to impress others. That is not how any of this works. But when we are sincere with our kindness, compassion, and generosity, we truly are pleasing the Lord, and He will reward us in some way. In the Bible it says, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17, "Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and He will repay him for his deed." This Bible verse tells us that when we take care of others, the Lord will repay us for our efforts. There are so many ways we can give to others. Yes, if we can help someone financially, that's great. But that is just one type of giving. Visiting sick people in the hospital is giving. Helping a neighbor with a chore is giving. And inviting a relative over for dinner is giving. Frankly, there are many ways we can give, and that is exactly what the Lord wants. Please spend some time and think about this, because it truly is a great way to live. Understanding the need to be kind, compassionate, and generous to others is another step in living life as a Christian. Talking more about today's topic, the more we give, the more we get, if each of us would just take a moment to think about something that we did out of the kindness of our hearts, what happened when we did? Chances are we felt great. Why? Because without knowing it, we pleased the Lord. And if we think hard enough, I'm sure we'll think of some unexpected positive thing that happened in our lives after. Or maybe not immediately, but within a reasonable period of time. Because like it said in the Bible verse I quoted, the Lord repays us for our good deed. The first song I'm going to play today is based on a metaphor that God is light. In the Bible it says, 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all." The song I'm going to play is called "God is Light" because he truly is, and like the Bible verse says, light represents all that is good, as darkness, the devil, represents all that is bad. Through God, we are blessed with so many things, starting with light. In the verses, we will hear all we receive from God, and then in the chorus, how God truly is light. The words in the chorus are, "God is light, my light and salvation. God is light, whom shall I fear? God is light, the incarnation. God is light, for he is here. God is light, my light and salvation. God is light, I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid, God is light." Please listen now to my song, "God is Light."
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Today's topic is the more we give, the more we get. As Christians, we all know that being kind and generous to others is important. But do we do it? And are we doing it enough? The truth is that too often we get so caught up with our own lives that we tend not to see the opportunities to help others. We become focused on our needs and can be oblivious to the needs of those around us. That's why we need to pray to Jesus and ask Him to help us be more aware of those in need around us. We want to ask the Lord to help us not be selfish and to notice those we can be of assistance to. Again, when we say the more we give, the more we get, we're not talking about money. Sure, we can donate to the church or help a friend or family member financially if they need it. But the type of giving we're talking about is giving from the heart through love and compassion. We can pray to Jesus and ask Him to open our eyes when there are opportunities around us that we are not seeing. Soon we will see so many ways we can give. A few doors down from where we live is a neighbor who was a widow. The shed in her yard desperately needs to be painted. Perhaps we and one of our friends can paint it for her. That's the type of giving we're referring to because it's giving from the heart. When we pray to Jesus, we need to ask Him to help us see where we can give ourselves to others. And again, not to impress others or to expect anything in return, but to please the Lord. The more we learn to use this concept, the more opportunities we will find of where and how to give. And we can also pray to Jesus to ask Him to open the eyes of someone we know who is blind to the needs of those around them. You and your wife are doing more for the elderly couple living down the street than their own children. You and your wife don't mind helping them out, but you can see how hurt they are that their own children ignore their needs. Pray to Jesus and ask Him to intervene, hopefully opening the eyes of your neighbor's children to get them more involved with their parents. As Christians, giving should be a big part of our lives as long as it is sincere and genuine. Achieve that, and the rewards will be endless. So as we go through our week, seek out Jesus through prayer and ask Him to help us see and understand how the more we give, the more we get. Using prayer to help us follow the laws of God is another part of living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a praise and worship song with a simple message that God is with us always. The song is called Always. In the verses, we hear how God loves and protects us and how we need to trust our Lord. Then in the chorus, the simple repetitive phrase letting us know that God is with us always. Please listen now to my song, Always.
Feel you.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
According to the church calendar, today is the second Sunday in ordinary time. We have to understand that throughout the church calendar year, we cover the birth of Jesus, as we did last month, which is known as the season of Advent. We cover the period leading up to Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, which is known as Lent, followed by the Easter season. And the rest of the year is divided into ordinary time, which focuses on Jesus and his ministry. Now and for the next 5 weeks, we will remain in ordinary time and then begin the season of Lent. In today's gospel, we are at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, and we find John the Baptist referring to Jesus as the Lamb of God. Soon others begin to follow Jesus, including the first disciples, Andrew the brother of Peter, and Peter himself, who later becomes one of the apostles. We hear how they refer to Jesus as Rabbi, which means teacher. Jesus asks them, what are they looking for? After spending the day with Jesus, both men realize they have found the Messiah. Like the disciples in the gospel, our relationship with God is a result of God's initiative and calling. We can choose whether to heed his call and follow, or tune a deaf ear to his voice. I chose an alternate psalm for today, Psalm 146, Lord, come and save us. The meaning of this psalm is that those who trust in God know what it means to be happy. The psalm is asking God to use his saving power to transform and shape each of us into the person he wants us to be. I chose to write original lyrics for this psalm, making it easier for us to understand. For the music, I focused on a strong melody supported by full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 146, Lord, come and save us.
Listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, God Said. Dear child, I heard you cry last night. I was there in the darkness when the tears slipped down your face and your heart broke within you. Did you think I didn't see and didn't care? Do you really think I don't know how tired and weary you really are? Child, I have been with you when life has dealt its bitterest blows. I've watched you handle all the sorrow and all the pain. But you are weary now when I can see the broken spirit and faded hopes and dreams. But please don't forget that I care. My touch and caress can restore and mend your broken heart and kindle the flame of hope once more within you. Let me love you. Take down the barricades around your heart and lean on me. I am not tired, I am not weary, and I have strength enough to carry you if you will let me. You are not alone, and you never have been, for I am your friend, and I will never, ever leave your side. Trust me, your friend, Jesus. Well, that's all the time we have today, but thank you for tuning in to this episode of Let Go and Let God. The best way to support me and my music is to like and share my content. So please feel free to leave a like, a review, or share it with a friend. Remember to reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.